I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tremors continue to rock the Philippines today following Sunday's volcanic eruption. Pastor Enyang Hilario with Asian Access says the Tag volcano is within sight of their training center.
During the eruption, there was a lot of ash fall, and it reached where we live. And so when we woke up, it was very gray. The entire area was covered with ash.
Lava fountains and rising magma mean another eruption could be moments or months away, or it might not come at all. And the uncertainty has people on edge. Believers are extending help in Jesus' name to those displaced by the volcano.
The Philippine Council of Evangelical Churches, and they are so kind to actually open the center as a possible place for those who have been affected by the volcanic eruptions.
And it's easy for Native American Christians to feel alone. After all, only 4% of Native people know Jesus, and that's why On Eagle's Wings annual winter retreat is so special. Several Native young men and women gathered from December 28 to January 2nd for worship and fellowship. And everyone there was previously with the On Eagle's Wings summer missions team, where they traveled to Native communities and shared the gospel. Brad Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says these Native warriors have amazing hope stories of how Jesus changed their lives. And each year, as they ring in the new year,
we are on our knees, we're in worship, we are taking communion together. And what a beautiful way to kick off the new year with these warriors, reminding them of who Jesus is and who they are in him.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.